It's almost time, Jeans. Thursday, the Brea Improv.
That's right, October 29th.
You're getting busy there.
Yep, 8 o'clock show, one show only. I originally was going to do a whole week, but I decided against that, and it's one night only. I hope you guys can make it. It's going to be fucking rad.
One night onlys are the best, man. I'm into them.
I think so, because then it keeps all the riffraff out. You're just doing the fans.
Yeah, it's people that want to go.
Yeah, people that have tight jeans to wear. People that enjoy things about jeans.
Yeah, I'm totally into it, man.
People who are aware of the denim problems.
Go see her. This Thursday, Brea Improv, Christina Pajinski.
Hey.
You know who you're bringing? Anybody come with you or no?
Pat Keane.
Oh, nice. That's great.
He's the best.
I'm hitting the road again next week. Tuesday, one night only, Orlando Improv.
Mm.
Wednesday, one night only, Tampa Improv. And I should have done that right. Tuesday, Orlando Improv.
Oh, good one.
Wednesday, Tampon Improv.
Oh, really good.
And I'm really excited about this. Thursday, Fart Lauderdale.
Oh, come on!
Somebody tweeted me that.
I feel like we've been missing that this whole years.
It's Fart Lauderdale.
Man, that is genius level.
Yeah, yeah, so that's
wow,
Thursday.
Wow, 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 wow.
Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo, New York.
Wow.
I am there the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Get your tickets now. Of course, I told you, New York City, I'm coming November 13th at the Skirball Center, Friday the 13th. Very excited to be going there. Please get your tickets. And finally, the John Lyman Center for the Performing Arts in New Haven, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
That's November 14th. And then I don't do another, you know, big show until New Year's Eve in Brea, California. By the way, I got word that my Denver shows are already selling in January. So it's Comedy Works downtown. Those tickets are on sale at TomSegura.com. Denver is just that strong. They buy tickets 3 months
great
in advance.
Great city. Yeah. You know why? Because they're smart people with good weather and outdoor activities. All that fresh air.
It's great. It really is.
Fresh
it might be the best comedy city, you know, in America.
I think so.
Good. But I'm really stoked about all these places. So that's that, Jeans. That is that.
Also, guys, if you will, check out my other podcast, That's Deep Bro. This week I'm doing Halloween and what really scares people, like fears. Like real talk fears. Not this horse shit of like, oh, spiders and ponies. Like real.
Spiders and ponies?
Ponies are the scariest.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's Desi, bro. Also, on Mamazon, I hope you've done your shopping on Amazon in the past. If not, now's the time. Holidays are coming. Please use our banner on yourmomshousepodcast.com. Click on that. Do your shopping as you normally would, and it helps the show out tremendously.
Yeah, please do. Thanks, Jeans.
You got it. You got that.
Look, this episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Blue Apron.
Oh.
You need to know how to cook. Not only do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. No overwhelming trips to the grocery store. No more sad takeout. Mm. You sad, sad loser with your takeout.
Mm.
No matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it easy, makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like...
Oh, I have it. Do you want me to tell you what's on the menu this week?
Yeah, of course.
Come on now. Spicy Korean chicken wings with rice cakes and baby bok choy. Who doesn't love Korean? You and I love Korean.
Yeah, what about on the vegetarian side?
Brie and pear grilled cheese sandwiches.
What?
Get your life with Brussels sprout, arugula, and hazelnut salad.
Can we request that?
I know. Catfish piccata with fresh fettuccine and spinach.
My Lord. Mm. You can make that right in your own kitchen. Cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like watermelon radishes, farro, and purple potatoes.
Farro.
And recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion. Delicious and good for you. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/MOM. That's blueapron.com/mom. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. That is the truth.
That sounds tasty.
We did also, we did that.
We've done it. It's the best. So easy. Yeah. It's like we just also this episode is brought to you by Sattva Mattress Company.
Sattva.
Now, here's the unique part about the sponsor is that we got a Sattva mattress. It's almost 2 years now. And we contacted Sattva and begged them to let us talk about their product and how amazing it is because we wanted to share it with you guys. So it's no BS, guys. We sleep on a luxury firm, king-sized Sattva mattress. It was the best decision we ever made. It's infinitely cheaper than what you're going to get at the store when you go to some place and the salesman is sharking you. You don't even really try the beds, do you?
No, you don't.
You kind of sit on it and then someone...
And now we got my cousin Bree going to get one.
Oh, Bree's going to get it.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
Yep, it's made with organic cotton. It's got a coil system that's revolutionary.
They are the leading luxury mattress brand. They design, they manufacture, and they install luxurious, eco-friendly mattresses in homes across America, just like they did in ours.
Yep, they come... They set you up. It's not like you just have some mattress thrown at your doorstep. They really take care of you.
Yeah.
And they take away your old mattress for a nominal fee.
Yeah, I think it was $35.
And listen, I know you're panicked. Why buy a mattress I can't even see beforehand? Don't worry. There's a free trial. How many days is it? Do you remember?
It's now 75 days.
Come on. Get your life.
That's nearly 3 months, and it's a money-back guarantee. The only thing they don't give you back, I think, is like the deliver. I don't know, you know, whatever.
Yeah, some but you're little not fee. Gonna,
you're not gonna send it back, yeah, man.
Don't even think like that. Don't be negative.
Yeah, no, it's it really is the best thing we did. It's changed our, and especially now, you get up like 30 times a night. I don't even feel you get up, man.
I can't believe that.
I don't.
I'm so glad you don't. God,
they're hypoallergenic. They're eco-friendly. They are you know, they follow all the strict environmental health and safety standards. It's the bomb, dude. The Sattva mattress has changed our sleep.
Yeah.
So go to sattvamattress.com. That is S-A-A-T-V-A mattress.com. And when you check out, and pay, let them know that a podcast sent you. YMH podcast. And yeah, thank you, Sattva. And I'm telling you, we've gotten many, many people emailing us that they enjoyed their Sattva mattress.
Yeah, on Twitter people also.
Yeah.
Good.
Good stuff, man. It's going to be a big episode.
It is.
Man, there's a lot to cover.
I know. I just picked my nose. I just got a good one.
It's really kind of...
Look where I'm putting it. Look.
That's not cool.
You do it all the time.
No, I don't.
Just
I never
following
do that.
Your lead, Tom.
I don't do that.
Yeah. I've seen you roll them on the show as we're doing the show.
Yeah, that's different.
How?
Because I throw it in the trash can.
You don't
and you
make
just went
it.
Like that.
Yeah, because it goes on the carpet. Who cares?
It's really nice.
It's my side.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's tough to figure out which clip to pull for this opener, but I think this is the one.
Okay. All right.
I think it falls in line with, you know, what this show is about.
Okay. I see what you're doing, Tom Segura.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. Peace.
And I want you sitting on this cute little picnic bench with your face deep inside of my ass. Enjoy your picnic. Enjoy your picnic in my ass. Eat it real nice and deep.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stands.
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
So that clip came in, and I filtered it. I got it, and I was like, this is something Tom's really going to appreciate.
How did you know that I would appreciate that?
Because it's got everything working for it. It's got a girl who sounds really damaged, who doesn't know what's up.
But
that sad sex workery.
And you think this is what my husband will like?
Broken spirit type of funny thing. And
type of funny thing?
Yeah, you like it when the girls are broken. And
that's horrible to say.
Well, it's true.
That's not true.
It's totally true.
No.
Why do you like the hooker math so much?
It's just good math. I love math.
Good math.
I just like to make money and make math money.
What about the girl where the guy was like, what's your birth control? And she's like, Plan B.
And he's like, all right, we got to get you some of that.
Hey, look at you smiling. You know, can I tell you that this? You never smile like this. I think I told you I was pregnant. You didn't smile.
Oh, stop it.
The birth of our child will not rival the smile on your
face
right now.
That is so ridiculous. That's hurtful that you say it like that.
That's true. You never get this excited.
That is not true.
Well, you bring up a porn clip, man.
Could you
some clip, some
say
broken
anything
spirit.
Worse than what you're saying right now?
Yeah.
God.
Are you saying I'm wrong?
I'm saying you're totally wrong. That is not right. You're making me sound like just a sadistic.
You are.
Really?
No, there's two things you like: broken porn girl clips and murder. Last night we were watching, what was that movie? We saw The Barber.
The Barber.
Netflix.
Yeah.
And you were smiling ear to ear the whole time.
No,
you were laughing like
I was not smiling ear to ear the whole
people
time.
People thought it was a comedy. You thought it was a comedy. It wasn't a comedy.
No, I did not. I did not. I was not smiling ear to ear the whole time. It was a decent one.
All I did was just I went to Walgreens, got the Plan B pill. So I thought they gave you extra for that, didn't they?
Yeah, they gave me Plan B.
They gave me an extra $100 for that. And Plan B pill is only like 40 something bucks, so that's $60 that I get to keep. Why not? Like Plan B like always works, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. Just smart business lady. Like the thumb on my work.
So what'd you think of The Barber though? I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
There's you know, it's really hard to pull off an awesome thriller. A couple hokey moments. One of the hokiest kind of things that was actually the end. I don't want to give away the movie, but the end when things get kind of flipped around, it was like,
you know, it's funny, when I picture believable. You talking, I just see you on the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
Whenever I'm
like
talking?
You should do the show on the toilet.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like it's funnier. You're like, I'm Tom. This is my toilet podcast.
That's a whole thing that someone should be doing.
Yeah, the toilet cast.
Yeah, but hemorrhoids, man. You're going to get real bad hemorrhoids sitting on the toilet that long.
Yeah, I agree with you with The Barber. There's some moments. And also, he's like an old-ass man.
Yeah.
And he's kicking everybody's ass. You're like, dude.
That's supposed to be his you know, hook, right?
Like a Shaolin master?
No, that he plays like he's weaker than he is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now we're giving away things in the movie.
But, oh, shit.
But, you know, it was pretty good. Scott Glenn, that's the guy, the older guy in that movie. He's a great actor. He's always good.
Was he in Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
That's the best movie ever.
Yeah, he tells
Clarice Starr.
Yeah, Clarice.
Clarice.
He's like her boss.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's been old for a while.
That motherfucker, he always old.
There's he's actors old, like that. You're like, that guy's been old for fucking 30 years, right?
The Anthony Hopkins. That motherfucker's always old. Yeah. He's never been
Were you
young.
Ever not old, man? You've always been old.
That's so true. Just old-ass people.
Or you remember the guy, he's in the, Scrooged?
Yeah.
Do you remember Murray's boss?
Yeah.
The head of the network?
That guy's always been old, too.
That guy's been old forever, man. He was old in old movies. Like, if you watch a movie from the 50s, he's the old guy in that movie.
Dude, I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's some actors like that.
Vincent Price. Yeah. He's dead, but he was always old.
He was always
shit.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But yeah, Ass Picnic, that was something I saw and I immediately thought you would enjoy. Just the title was catchy. Yeah. Ass Picnic.
I like that it's shot. Whew. I mean, she's in her porn gear.
Yeah.
And she's sitting on a picnic bench. In a backyard, like just in a suburban backyard. And not like when you see pornos where it's like the Hollywood backyard. Right. It's like a Nebraska backyard.
It's not glamorous.
No. There's like a tractor. This is a pretty low budget porno.
See, I thought it was actually a public park, like, because it was like a park table.
Well,
but
yeah.
I could be wrong.
I don't know. There's not that much I can see in this shot. I don't know if you can see.
No. But there's... it's just a big ass and vagina in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was neat.
Pretty cool.
You know, I just remember, Jeans,
mm.
when we went to Trader Joe, and you farted in the aisle as I was behind you, and then you tried, yeah. you just smiled at me, and then you
I
walked
kept walking,
ahead.
But it didn't hit you for a while.
No.
And you know what you did? You were really cool. You went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I turn around. There's a guy behind me. So you said it with him right there. He definitely felt it, right? He walked into
Everybody
it.
Walked into it. It was... Yeah. Bad. That fart was, it went viral. But then you had to take a dump there.
That's true.
I hate when you do that because yeah. you abandon me and you go. And well, there like, was. You lie to me. You always go, I got to go pee. And I'm like.
Well, I did go pee when I got there.
And brown.
No, no. When I got there, I went pee. When we were checking out, I said, I think I got to go again. And you were like, are you kidding me? You made it like a big thing. And I was like, oh, I got to go. Why? I made fitness.
Right.
And then I ate and then I had a coffee.
What did you eat?
That day, I think I had sushi that day.
You made fitness and sushi and coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I guess what kind of brown you had?
You want to guess my brown?
Yeah. Yeah, let's play a new game called Guess My Brown. And then you give me what you ate and what you did that day, and then I'll tell you what kind of brown you had.
I like, by the way, how much fun you've had just learning that Cleveland's NFL team is called the Browns.
So appropriate. That is so silly. They let that shit happen. If I were Cleveland, I wouldn't let my team be called the Browns.
All right, you want to guess my brown?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So walk me through your day, though, because I think there's a lot of factors that go into this game. It's not just what you ate, it's what you did, your life. Travel day?
That day was not a travel day. But I tell you, and you've known this being around me, if I make fitness, especially if I run, it changes my brown that day.
Oh, well, it's
the whole day.
It loosens your brown. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. And I can count on an extra brown
mm-hmm.
coming.
Multiple
you know?
Brown.
Yeah. Like I came from the gym here.
Oh, boy.
And you gave me that carne asada.
Burrito
with beans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something's going to happen in the next couple hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But walk me through that day.
That day, I'm trying to remember in detail. I know I made fitness.
Okay.
And
in the morning?
Yeah, like 11 a.m. I had an 11
okay.
a.m.
Did you eat before?
Did I eat before? If I did, I had something really small. I ate more after. I remember getting there and being like, oh, I should have eaten more than this for this workout.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I think I had like yogurt, you know, and then maybe like...
Plain, the fage?
Not the plain, no. The other kind that's in there. The kefir, I think.
Like, okay.
I had that, and then I didn't have much more. I might have had like a hard-boiled egg or something.
Okay.
Which,
well,
you know,
that's, yeah.
That's something, you know, hard-boiled egg.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
So.
That hard-boiled egg makes your mouth taste like farts, too.
That's true.
It's the worst.
So I take that, and I go to the workout, and it's a fucking retarded workout where, you know...
It's
core stuff, weight, and then he takes me out to the field, and I do sprints, and I'm pushing that sled, and I feel like I'm going to die, and then I feel like I, you know, have a heart. So it's a lot of cardio on top of weightlifting. That's really the kicker. The cardio is really what gets the digestive system going,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you know? Sure. You've
you can
said
do
that.
Weights all day, feel exhausted,
yeah.
but the something about that elevated heart rate and the breathing hard from sprinting that gets your also gets your stomach moving,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the engine's going right.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I think that's when I had my sushi lunch, mm-hmm. right? I left there and I had like a bunch of sushi. I don't remember exactly, but I had some sashimi. I had some sush.
Any rolls?
I kept it pretty chill on the rolls. I did more just actual, but I did have a roll.
Was it fried?
No fried roll that day.
Because I know with you, the fried part will do, or the spicy part too, the spicy tuna part.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have any spicy tuna?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I already know where this, the
real kicker was that I had coffee afterwards.
You're crazy. Okay, so you're asking me to guess your brown from that?
All right, then I went home.
Okay.
We hung out, and then we went to the grocery store together.
The Trader's Joe.
Right, and that's where happened.
Where that
it was probably 3 hours later. So I was probably home by 12. No, because I ate, and then I was probably home by like 2. Mm-hmm. And then we were at that grocery store probably 2 or 3 hours later.
Okay. So can I guess what it was
like? If you'd like, you can guess my brown.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go. Now, it's interesting. I'll walk you through my logic. Mm-hmm. I'm vacillating between a really loose 7. 7 is almost...
7 is all liquid. It's basically ill.
7...
It is. I mean, it's water.
7, no, 7 is like Mexico.
It's like it's sick.
Third world.
It's liquid. It's all liquid. There's no solid pieces. It's just water works out of your asshole.
Okay. So it's not a 7.
It was not a 7.
But
you did not guess.
No.
My brown.
I'm not guessing it yet. Hold on. I'm walking you through my logic.
You failed. Guess.
No.
My brown.
I'm done. I'm going to say it's somewhere in between 5 and 6. 5 being runny. It was definitely hot. It was runny. And there were some solid pieces and liquidy. I'm going to go with both because I know you. I know the exercise gets you going. Spicy toonie, no good. Raw fish, no good. And then coffee after, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yep. And guess what?
What?
You nailed it. Bow, 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 bow. That was my asshole. I shit something fierce there.
At Trader Joe's,
it was basically a 5.5, 6.
Wow.
It started like...
Oh, I nailed it, huh?
It was a loose stool that became a disaster zone.
A catastrophe.
Yeah, but it wasn't... there was always solid pieces in there, but a lot of mush, yeah. Do you think they like what we talk about in the office next door?
The best part is that our door's open. Door's open. Yeah. She can hear
of course.
I
think the best part
this.
Is that they think we're conducting serious business in this professional building.
She's like an accountant next time.
Yeah.
I like the part that I guessed between the 5. So you're being serious though that I really
you did. Okay. You guessed my brown.
And now how was cleanup and how did it go at Trader Joe's? Because they don't have the best toilet paper.
No, they have low quality paper, of course. It's Trader Joe's.
And the pressure of somebody knocking on the door. That's
the worst
problem. Yeah.
That's the anxiety. And you know what I don't like? Those bathrooms that have public bathrooms that have just a push lock that it doesn't really go click.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like a soft click.
Yeah.
You go like and then you test it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, is this really locking?
You need the slide.
And you need a latch too. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, a latch. Yeah. Oh, this is the best.
I like the double lock, like the click and the latch.
Of course.
Yeah, so that one was just like a soft click. So then you have extra diarrhea on your your anxiety of people walking in on you.
Of course.
Yeah. So basically it was quick wipes. And then I actually
panicked quick.
Yeah, panic wipes. And then I always, in restrooms like that, I always take a bunch of paper and I wet it. I soak it in the sink.
Oh, okay.
And then I try to clean up more with that.
So you get up with your pants around your ankles?
No, because usually I can just reach over. Yeah.
Oh, you reach over on the toilet.
Yeah. I lean over, I soak it, and then I wipe with that so you get like some wet back there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't
and then
know.
It's like time to go to the picnic.
Lick it real nice and clean. Come on. I got my ass spread real nice and wide for you.
There's like beautiful trees in the background.
I want you to taste it.
Taste it.
I want you to lick it all around.
She's a good performer.
Enjoy
strong performer.
Your picnic. Stick your tongue in my ass. Mmm.
We actually brought this up at our dinner party.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Of course.
We had a...
Of course.
We decided to go against the norm, against the grain, if you will. And we had a... it's like, you know, we've been to baby showers.
Yeah.
And I kind of... They're kind of... I don't know, man. It's fine if you have a baby shower. You know, I also feel like there's like this kind of weird competition going on.
About the gifts.
Yeah. And it's like... So we made this announcement that... We're going to have a dinner party,
yeah,
in celebration of having a baby. But we said we don't need anything because we don't need anything. We have all our stuff already.
Yeah, we got everything. And I, you know, I didn't want to go through the hassle of putting together a fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
You know, the truth is when my mom died, it took up 2 months of my life just dealing with her estate and everything.
Yeah.
So I kind of started to panic because that's nice. Thank you. Thank you for showing me that as I'm telling the story.
I didn't get
to start on our nursery until I was like 7 months pregnant. So I got panicky and we just bought everything.
Yeah.
So we're like,
and it was fine. And it was more fun to do it this way.
Yeah.
So we had a group of 15. It was the total.
Yeah. It was super fun.
We went to a restaurant that we love and we had my cousin Bree, his wife, my cousin Yannette.
Alan, our hairdresser.
Alan. The full charge, sickle cell and his wife.
Ian Bagg's wife, Kim.
Yep, Carrie. And
my best friend, Shawnee.
Shawnee Jeans.
Sarah Burns.
And then Julie and her husband.
Yep.
And we all just had a great time. And during the dinner, wow, this is hard to look at, actually.
Yeah, it's brown. It's real brown and purple.
It's the ass picnic, and it just spread wide open on my computer.
It's hairless, though. She doesn't have a single hair.
Well, she's
there.
A working person. I mean, she uses this every day.
Sure.
Something about spreading a butt cheek, too. It's pretty,
yeah, it's a lot, right?
Remember the spread I used to do when we started dating? And you're like, don't spread my cheek. Spread it.
Oh, yeah.
Menacingly spread your cheeks.
Yeah. You would do it with, like, two fingers. You just pull my butt cheeks apart. It's so rude.
Yeah.
It is so rude. Yeah. How would I marry you? You're such a savage. If I started dating you today, I don't know if this would ever happen.
Well, you would. You couldn't resist. So we talked about, you know, it's obviously been a topic on the show about butthole licks, and we put it out there. And, you know, a lot of people have come up to me and said, I'd lick your butthole, even though you won't. So at this dinner table in a pretty nice restaurant, we, at the restaurant where they only know us as like polite, nice guests, we're like always like, hi, this food was delicious. Mm-hmm. We were like, guys, long table, which ladies here lick their man's buttholes regularly? And like the looks that some of the people gave us at the table, and we made everyone answer.
Individually, we took an informal poll.
And basically, it was struck out, 0.0.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen, although I feel like there was a couple people that were holding back.
Yeah, they were. And
two people in particular. I'm not going to out them, but there are a couple.
I will say that one of my cousins said, if you're open, there are years of discovery in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're open to things, there's years of discovery in a relationship.
He said that?
Yes.
Where did he hear that?
I have no idea. I think he just comes up with stuff like that.
Pretty amazing. Well, the jury is that not a lot of women do that. It's not a common practice, rather. It's not on the menu. It's like it's a special item. It's, you know, it's special.
It is special. It's very special.
Oof.
But they pretty much all shot it down. A couple of people looked genuinely appalled.
Couple of people. Those people aren't. My belly's now, it's like moving. Like I just felt...
Baby Jesus
like
kicking.
Like a hand or something come out and hold my hand. It's little, really crazy.
Little Crofonzo is kicking you hard.
We're almost there. Wait, one thing I want to go back to with Trader Joe's is... I just want to bring this up on the show. It's like your shameless flirting.
Excuse me?
With the cashier. Like, you accuse me of having a Whole Foods boyfriend?
You do have a Whole Foods boyfriend. You do have a Whole Foods boyfriend.
You got a Trader Joe's.
Who you got a whole thing going with. Who reminds me how lucky I am to have you. It's the most ridiculous ridiculous, like just gratuitous thing you
do. Gratuitous.
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
you're totally shameless with it.
Whatever. So we're in line. This is before you run to take a shit. Is this before your shit?
This is a different time. We went twice this week.
Okay, so we're in line. Mm-hmm. I forget some crackers. I go to get crackers, and I leave you alone with this hot.
Oh my God,
Trader Joe's, babe.
Really? Really? Did you like her that here when she goes like there's a gray streak right down here? My favorite thing.
So you just janed her. You just gave her an eye roll. So,
and I realized too, you didn't know why that conversation started. No, I can tell you.
But can I tell you what I just let me tell you what I witnessed, and then you can explain away your flirting. So I came back and I just hear her like, "Oh, you're so funny. Your husband's so funny."
Oh God, she did not say that.
Is he a comedian?
She did not say that either. You were like,
and then this lady. Then it's like you were working out like a bit on her.
Uh-huh.
You were like, let me try to dazzle her with this new material.
New material.
It was like the Starbucks incident that you had had, and you'd like, you're telling her and you're really,
what?
You were punching up the punchlines for her.
Oh my God.
You're really trying to get her in there, you know?
Are you done with this fucking song and dance?
So well, ridiculous. Tell me I didn't see what I saw.
So scared of you.
She was like, so funny.
So funny. That's not what happened.
Wet. What? What?
My pussy's all wet. What?
My cooch is all open for you.
My pussy's all wet for your husband.
Yeah. I was like, all right, bitch.
Oh, your husband always tell me things and now my pussy's tingling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it looked like to me.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
Okay, nerd to the nerdteenth power.
All right. Sure.
The day before, I went to Trader Joe.
Yeah.
And when I went there, oh my God, I got two items, a bottle of water and flowers for her.
I like that. Thank you.
And I got into the express line. Mm-hmm. And this fucking lady in front of me had four items, which you go, that's not that many items. You're right, it's not. And she asked the cashier if she could, there's two people. So the first lady in front of her paid, and then she goes, the lady said, whatever in 22 cents. And the lady reached into her purse, held out change and goes, can you find it? And showed the lady a handful of change. Mm. And she was like, I'd rather you just find exactly 20, like made someone do it, which is ridiculous. But the next lady who had the four items paid with a debit card and asked if she could ring up each item individually.
No, no.
So she swiped her card and it was debit. So she put in her passcode and then wait for that, you know, that transaction to kind of go through. Clear. Here's your receipt. Great. Can you ring up the next item? No. Scan, swipe, passcode. So anyways, I stood there like my brain was about to explode. Okay. Just, I have no idea why someone would do that, but whatever. She did that. When you went to get those crackers, the lady goes, how are you paying for this? And I said, cash. And she goes, thank God. And I go, why? She goes, we have new chip card readers, and they're not working well at all. So, like, when you pay with a credit card.
Yeah, I use it. Yeah. I just use it. My Amex has a chip on there.
So she goes, they're not working well. And I go, oh, well, yesterday. And I told her about the lady. Mm-hmm. Ringing up each and every, and that's when her pussy got wet. When I told her that story,
yeah, because you were really, like, you were really setting the room on fire. Like,
oh yeah,
you were like, you know, headlining the Tampon Improv. I came up and Tommy,
guys, I'm checking out in line, and she's got four items, and she rings them all up individually.
Yeah. It was your big closer, and you were really trying to romance her. So whatever. She really liked you, though. She asked for your number, probably, and you're like, oh, now my wife's here.
Well, I asked for her, she goes, I go, do you have a pen? And she goes, could you just stick your hand in my pants real quick?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, there's a pen, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Yeah. You know what's kind of interesting about this Ass Picnic video?
It's
over 9 minutes long.
Yeah.
And
where does it go?
Right now she's already saying eat this ass.
Yeah.
Does somebody get into the picnic, or is it just constantly showing it?
I didn't get that far.
Should we kind of?
I'd like to see where the story goes.
Oh, I don't care if people show up. I don't. No, I don't care if families show up.
I don't care if anyone shows up. Because you're not leaving here until you're done with
because it really is like a park. Inch of your you're right.
That's sad.
So come on.
You're right.
Bury your face.
What a bitch.
Lick it I don't real care if fam nice
show up.
Okay, here we go.
Clean.
I'm skipping ahead.
Maybe I should just sit on your face.
Yeah.
Oh, time to pick for me to get comfortable. So I'm going to stretch myself out.
This is a park.
Just like this, right here on this picnic table. And you know what? You're going to bury your face in here.
Oh.
There's
a little gnat on her asshole. Like a little...
A gnat?
Like a little flea flew. Just crawling around it. Because she's outside and it just flew in her ass.
Because it smells bad.
Yeah. Get my ass for your good little picnic. Go ahead.
You need to get better mics for this. This is very...
They need a wind guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to send an email?
I'd love to help these people with their production.
Don't anymore. I want you to drink. I didn't have the balls to do this for you. Did
she
you?
Has a lot of like little freckles and like little moles.
They always do. They always do.
Little do you know.
It looks like chocolate marks.
Of course.
I love making picnics. Oh, there you go.
Oh, so
go.
It's
that
a,
tongue.
It's a whole, the whole video is just like her showing it and telling it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
No one actually does it, you know.
So it's one of those, is that called POV things?
Yeah, point of view. So it's like you're the person, right?
You're licking her ass.
Fuck it real good. Dig it all in, every inch.
Taste it real.
It's funny, they all sound alike. It's not the same person.
No, it's the same damaged girl. And all the cum. I want all the cum.
Nice and clean.
It'd be so funny if a group showed up.
An ass lunch.
It'd be so funny if a group showed up right now during this. Excuse me.
Or should I say picnic lunch out of my ass? I bet you this is the best picnic you've ever had. And we can have a good little picnic together.
Wow, it's long.
It's long.
It's a lot of commitment to ass picnic.
How much do you think she got paid for that?
Well, this I think is clearly, you know, this is amateur made. So maybe this... maybe she has her own site, or the guy filming this is like, what I do is I make ass picnic videos. I take girls to this one park, and then they all do this, and then, you know. So I don't think it's as much. And then this is probably, I'm assuming, something that is sold, you know, like a pay to view, and then someone just ripped it off and something like that.
Yeah. So like $300?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I wonder.
I would think it's in the few hundreds to just show your ass and tell them to eat out of it.
Yeah. Because, but then see, my thinking is like, if you're
tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah, if you're gonna do like a fetish, like an ass lick or something, or any porn, better to go all the way than go part of the way, because your life is ruined. I mean, if you want to have a normal, quote unquote, normal existence,
right?
It's ruined. Like everyone's gonna see this. You can't pick your kids up from school. It's, you know, it's over.
Yeah.
Why not just go all the way?
Yeah.
Make the bigger bucks. Make the bigger leap, you know?
Yeah. It's true. It's true. You think that she should just do real stuff?
Yeah. I just pictured you doing that, sitting on the table, and you're like, I want you guys to lick my ass.
I'm glad that amuses you.
Everybody's like, ew, fuck no.
That's really cool.
And you're on all fours, like we said at dinner. You're on all fours.
Yeah.
But you have to look back over your shoulder at everybody. Like,
oh, we were going
to
do that.
Yeah.
I go, hey, who's next?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of asses and things that come out of them, did you know that you're being given credit for how well a certain NFL team is doing?
Really?
Yeah.
I had a feeling, but I didn't know.
So a little while ago, I was introduced via Twitter to one AJ Hawk, linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals. Longtime Green Bay Packer, national championship Ohio State player. Really funny dude. And great football player. He's 10 years in the league. He also has his own podcast, Hawkcast, which I talked to him for like, I don't know, an hour or so. And it was fun. And then sometimes we message each other, and you know, they're 6-0. They haven't lost yet this year. So I sent him a message and I said, congratulations on being undefeated. Like, it's very impressive. And he said, thank you. I think it must be the power of the Cincinnati fart that is propelling us to victory.
I think he's right.
That's AJ Hawk acknowledging.
It's amazing.
And you know what? The timing is beautiful because we were there in August in Cincinnati.
Yes.
While they were in training camp.
Well, then that's obviously the Cincinnati fart.
It kind of launched the season. I mean, for him to acknowledge that, I feel like now if the mayor of Cincinnati, John Clancy, and City of Cincy, which is the Twitter handle, if they can't just acknowledge us, I know they're, I mean, we're trying to get the memorial up.
Yeah,
and the statue.
Which slow going.
I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I don't know where that's at.
And I told him, I go, thank you for acknowledging it. I'll use that quote on the record. And he said, sounds good to me. That fart is infamous around Ohio. So he's giving you a lot of credit.
Wow, I had a feeling it was an impactful.
That's
fart.
A big time plug, Gene.
That's amazing. Well, the fart was a big time fart. I can't. Listen, I can only think I'm just a vessel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God is the real source.
Yep.
I'm just a messenger.
Well, I just think that was worth, you know, celebrating.
That was huge. I'm so happy that I'm helping them win.
Yeah. 6-0, man. I think Cincinnati, it's the third time in franchise history they've been 6-0.
Well, it's the power of my farts.
Yeah, and they're playing Pittsburgh next week, who they're now down, I think, to their third-string quarterback. And then the week after, Cleveland, the Browns.
I can't believe that's really a team name.
Yeah, it really is.
Nobody's mad about that?
No.
And wait, weren't we watching? I was, like, dozing off to sleep yesterday, and somebody was like, the Browns are pushing hard, or something. You're like, what? The Browns are smearing everywhere.
Well, there's this isn't really the Browns, but this is something along the lines of, you know, hearing something and not really a sports commentator say something where you go, what's that? I think this is from a hockey game, yeah.
He's standing in front of the net with about 8 inches of his shaft in his hand. He's standing in front of the net with about 8 inches of his shaft in his hand.
I know that feeling. Just holding 8 inches of my shaft.
8 inches of your shaft.
Got you.
Big old wieners.
Got you.
I'm glad you acknowledged me for that, because this weekend I also invented a word.
A word?
Like a saying.
Uh-huh.
And you were all like, oh, that's so 2008 or whatever on the internet. And that's not true. I came up with it.
Okay. What is that, babe? Why don't you tell the audience what you came up with?
Well, I was talking about something and I was like, that guy's such a piece of shit. This piece of shit, fucking piece of shit thing, piece of shit. And I was like, you know what I should do is just abbreviate it to POS.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started saying, dude, that's such a POS. That's a POS. And you were like,
when did you say it? When do you think you came up with that?
Saturday. Shauna was over, and that's the day I came up with. No, Friday. I came up with it Friday.
I've definitely been hearing POS for a pretty long time.
Yeah, right. From where?
Well, I mean, just doing a simple Google search of POS, it shows that on Urban Dictionary, somebody posted there that POS is piece of shit in March of 2003.
So that's like
12 years ago,
but more? I came up 13, with it two, is 12. What I'm saying. That's on the internet, but I say it in real life. That's different.
Right. But they're saying that they've been saying it since, like, there's quotes saying that, like, his new car is such a POS. That's the quote.
And people say it in spoken or just in text language.
Well, people say it. I mean,
I have never heard anyone be like, that car is a POS. I understand, like, maybe in text messaging, like LOL, what a POS. Mm-hmm. But you've heard people say, like, dude, what a P.O.S.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. It is hard to think of someone saying P.O.S. in conversation. So maybe I see your point there.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that it's probably been done before Saturday.
Okay, sure.
So you're giving in that you didn't come up with it?
No, I came up with it in my own brain is what I'm saying. Like, in my brain,
but
thought of it.
But in your mind, you're going, I came up
with
P.O.S.
I invented P.O.S., yes. I did. I invented P.O.S.,
yeah. All right. I just it feels ridiculous that you're claiming that.
Well, I am. So good luck. I've never heard anybody say POS except for me in my head, and I came up with it. Thank you very much. You can send me the checks.
Okay.
Yeah, I say POS now. It's my thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. We'll let people weigh in on that, if you will.
Whatever. I know the people that are going to say, like, oh, Christina didn't invent it. Those people are POSs.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah. Do you think that you came up with LOL too or no?
No. I don't never say LOL. It's dumb.
It is.
LOL's fucking lame.
Well, see, that's an example of one where no one really ever... People say... if they say it, they're saying that as a joke.
Yeah,
know?
LOL, but no one's really...
Right, but that's a strictly...
That's a text messaging language.
So are you acknowledging that people may have texted it before?
Yeah, I'm saying that POS is... I can see that that's like a texting thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I came up with the spoken word version of POS, where I'm like, that guy's such a POS.
You want to talk some shit?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is... news for sure. Let's see how you take it. I don't know how the audience is going to take it.
We are the Braxtons, and you'll see. We are not like an ordinary family. Tony, Tracy, Tuma, Katrina, Tama, everything will teach you a thing or two. The Braxton family values.
Well, before you answer what kind of Braxton are you today, I have some pretty sad news to bring to you. Rayanne,
I think is how you say her name.
Sent us a message today. Hello, mommies. You probably know by now, being so into the Braxton family, but Braxton Family Values, that season is being removed from Netflix at the end of the month.
Oh, God.
So I was Tony about 3 seconds ago. But right now, I'm feeling like Tracy after that, you know?
Yeah, you're all kind of bloated and sad.
I'm about to have a drink. Is that the drinker?
Tracy drinks.
Yeah.
But wait, the other one. Hold on. Who's the big drinker? Tamar. Not Tawanda.
No.
The party animal. Tracy's right. A chunky one.
Oh, I got it wrong then.
Yeah, Tracy's got the weight issue. I forget.
It's Trina.
Trina's the drinker.
Trina's the drinker.
The booze bag, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all Trina. I feel like having like 8 vodka sodas right now. Yeah. It's really sad.
I feel like Tamar a little bit. Like, I'm bratty about it. Like, I'm going to make a big deal about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, super. It's all about me.
Well, because I follow them all on Instagram. And
all of them?
Yeah. Did you know that Tamar is on Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Yeah.
I know that... I'm sorry to say this, but her face is like unrecognizable to me.
I know.
Now.
She's had a lot of work done.
Jesus. But she had it all done in like a year. Crazy nose, crazy, like that, the face that no longer has movement or lines or anything
so
in it.
Sad.
Why the fuck do people think that looks good? You look so fucked up. You look like a wax figure. What?
I
mean, like, I'm not against plastic surgery. I'm against making yourself look like a fake person.
I know.
Like, you don't look real. You don't look like a real human being anymore.
No. It's like you look like a person that's just had a ton of plastic surgery.
Yes.
Like that person. Yeah. I know. It's so upsetting.
Someone made a mockery of your face.
I know.
Nobody, like everyone else in the room looks like a version of a person, and then there's you. And you look like a fucking lunatic.
It looks crazier than Ketchup.
Yeah. It really does look, they really look like wax museum people.
I know. And it's sad because she wasn't fucked up to begin with. It's
the
not
nose,
like,
too. The nose looks so fucking weird, man.
Yeah. She had thinned out too much.
Yeah. It's bananas.
It's not. And she's too shiny. That's how you can tell when they get all shiny and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Old bitches do that here in Hollywood.
Like, did you do that because like you got more famous? Is that why you do
yes.
it?
Yes.
So you're like, what, now everyone's seeing me? So I need yes. to look better.
And someone says to you, you know what you need to do? You need to get this done. You need to go do that. Or you read the comments about your pictures. Mm. And then you think, oh, I got to change.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's all sad. It's people being mean to you, and then you taking it in too much, and then, you know.
Yeah. She's looking at pictures of herself all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Would you ever do it, you think, when you're, like, older?
I think I may get my tits done later
what
on.
What do you mean?
Like, made larger, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like you want me to do?
Right.
Mm. No, I'll get them lifted. But not like enlarged. There's no reason.
So you take Saggers and you pull them out.
Because I've heard that when you breastfeed it now, they're going to be like
big old Saggers.
Real deflated Saggers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would just get them lifted, but not like not have big old fake titties. That's dumb.
I would do, if I were like, I don't know how old, but maybe in like the 60s when you see the under eye bag.
I'm going to have those. My dad did those.
And the eye flap.
Yep. My dad has that too.
I mean, you know, I've not really like planning it out, but I can see doing like a little thing that makes you feel better. It really does improve the overall look. But when you see some of these fucking, mm-hmm. it's like they took the skin from the face mm-hmm. and a guy put it on like a swim cap, like went yeah. and yeah. pulled it over the back of your head, and you're like, ha, ha. And the face doesn't look like a face anymore.
No, and they get chemical peels, so their skin's all shiny and weird.
And noses too, unless you have a fucked up nose.
Yeah,
like she had whatever, man. She had a normal nose. I don't even remember her nose.
She had her first nose job when she was like 19, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I read about it. Because people would talk shit about Tamar in her
But her nose was
face.
Fine. I mean, in the first few seasons.
It was
seasons,
a little bigger.
But not like, look at that nose.
Right, no. But I don't know, dude. She's fine. Cry, cry.
That's crazy.
And also, I mean, we've discussed this before with Dennis Hoff of the Cat House show.
Ugh.
Like, when you're old, do not get big white veneer chompers. You
big
know?
Old Steve Harvey's in there?
Yeah.
No, you look insane.
You look cray cray. Like, whiten your teeth a little to keep yourself looking fresh. But if they're like cha-ching, like white, you look, especially when you're old, you look crazy.
Yeah.
You look like the fucking crypt keeper.
Yeah, yeah. You should just, at that age, you whiten them.
Just a little. Just yeah. like.
Whiten. You don't have to get all yeah. your fucking shit in there.
Don't do the fucking white veneer. Oh my God.
Billboards in your mouth. Looks crazy.
Yeah. You know who I will say has good veneers?
Yeah.
Is Miley Cyrus.
Hey, what do you have here?
Her teeth look good.
And this thing, it says like. Submitted nice intro music, and there's no link.
Oh, because you'd have to go into our Gmail and just Google the phrase I put there.
You didn't.
I don't know how to pull music into a Google Doc.
Why don't you just copy the link though and put it in there?
Because it's not a link; it's a downloadable MP3.
Oh.
Like he put the song in an email. What's the song called? Donkey
John Speaker. It says.
Dookie, is it Dookie Love?
No, it just says John Speaker submitted nice intro.
Yeah,
music.
So you have to just kind of Google it in Gmail because I don't know how to put an MP3 in a Google Doc is what I'm saying. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and we got yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Magic happens. You jizz. What is this? This is more porn.
Those are porno clips that I didn't want to look through. I saved it for you.
Is this? Did we play this last week? I don't remember. This says go to the 3015 mark. I don't know.
That's from last week's show rundown that you're looking at, but I don't think we played it.
But what happens at 3015?
I don't know. I haven't looked. It was for you to look through.
Okay. Oh, I see what's happening before 3015.
What's happening?
Let's see. 30. Okay, here we go.
Can I see your eyes again? Turn around.
Okay. What am I looking?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like oh. That, like that,
like
that.
Okay.
All right. Now we found it.
All right. What are we looking? Okay. That's what somebody sent. Thank you.
You know what I noticed last week when we were talking to Bridget? Is how much cooler fetish people are than like mainstream porno.
100%.
Like, remember we saw that documentary on Netflix about the fetish?
Yeah, community? the kink documentary.
Yeah, they're so much cooler.
They really, I think they're more humane about it.
Yeah.
You know, like she kept saying that thing that stuck with me about what she wanted Diego, aka Thursday, to experience. Which is, she's like, I want him to have a good experience.
Right, which is huge in the fetish world.
But that's not what they say in the straight porno world.
No, they don't give a fuck about your experience, apparently. No,
she's like, I want him to have a good experience and be safe. Like, there really is. And that documentary, that was the whole thing. It was like, that kink thing, I think what happens is they realize that you can't fake these kinks.
Yeah.
They've done it before.
Because people in the community will know.
It reads.
Yeah, they'll be like, that's not.
You're making a fart porn and you hired just someone to smell farts. It's not going to, if they don't really like it, it's not going to be the same. So that's what they said, that they even, you know, they bring their talent in on that documentary and they sit there and they make sure they're into the thing that they're going to shoot.
Which is so cool.
Of course.
And makes everything better.
And it's better for you as the viewer, right? If you're watching that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wish straight porn did that more, too.
Yeah.
Where they could be like, do you like this person?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind this person ejaculating inside of you today?
You're going to get $100. 60 of which are you going to keep? You not want that?
You don't want that? $60?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you feel like in straight porn, they just throw anything against the wall.
We should talk about, by the way, kind of this thing that happened this past week, you know.
Which one?
Well, we had a segment last week where we interviewed Bridget from hotmoviesforher.com because she interviewed Diego, mm-hmm. The fart seeker, aka Thursday Lane,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to get him into a movie, right? Like into a fart fetish movie, which is his dream. You know, we spent probably 20-25 minutes on that last week, and overwhelmingly people were like, this is, you know, the greatest thing, podcast gold. And then I got one tweet from a guy who was like, please stop playing Diego stuff. I was like, what? I go, well, let's see what people say. So I put that out there on Twitter, and I don't know, I think I got 50 or more responses. I would guess that 45 were really positive.
Mm-hmm.
And five were like, yeah.
Meaning they like hearing Diego and the story and all that stuff.
And then, but then, you know, we talked about it. It's like you can never make everyone happy on any of these things.
No, you know, and I think with such a polarizing character as Diego is, you want those strong reactions either way. And it does mean that we've hit a nerve with our community here.
Yeah.
If there's strong reactions either way to him. So.
Yeah, it was just interesting to me because I thought, man, what better marriage is there than Diego and your mom's house?
And porn.
Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect story.
Yeah, wow. It was made for us, this kind of story.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, one guy said he read all the responses and he goes, I'm sorry to say this, but I can't listen anymore.
Said, well, okay. Oh, no.
And, you know. Have your jeans up.
Jeez. But. Well, I tell you, if he's going to stop listening over that, his jeans were never that high and tight to begin with.
They were, might have been ankle high.
They are so low and loose, and maybe they weren't really on.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, some people were citing that, you know, there's too many crazies on this show. I don't think there's that many crazies on this show.
No, we like our crazies, though. That's the thing.
That's the fun. That's one of the fun things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
It feels weird to try to even try to defend it, you know? It's like, that's what the show, it's one of the elements of the show.
Yeah, of course. It's what we enjoy. It's what we laugh at.
And I mean, I say crazy lovingly. I think more often than not, crazy on this show is just kind of eccentric, you know?
Yeah.
It's not
Well, and I don't think we're ever disrespectful to our guests. I think that we try to honor what they are into. And
we celebrated one Shane Lee pretty well, I thought.
A little bit high falling there.
When he was doing Mariah, I mean, that was beautiful. We encouraged him to.
Very polarizing, though, for the audience, too.
Yeah, I mean, Shane really upset some people.
Wow.
I think, you know, we definitely. We definitely gave Shane a lot of airtime.
We did. We may have too much.
But I don't think we went overboard with Diego. I really don't.
I don't think so.
But, yeah, we played his videos to give you the story, and then we dug into the story. You talked to him, and
Look, if anything, Your Mom's House is about current events, about people and their dreams coming true, and yeah. We support dreams coming true. So maybe some people don't want other people's dreams to come true, and they're a little bit jealous.
Maybe you hate dreams.
Yeah.
I know. Or maybe some people are a little bit concerned that they might like a fart or two in your face.
I think so. I think someone might have some hidden desires.
Yeah.
They're not facing.
By the way, when the good people at hotmovies.com, hotmoviesforher.com, and gayhotmovies.com, when they interviewed Thursday Lane, they had him marry a fart. So I think there's rings on this table, and he is sitting there. And this is online. We'll put this on the site.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Thursday, and they get one of the guys that came with them to video or interview him to fart in his face.
Oh, it's a dream come true.
Yeah,
beef cream, chicken cream.
If you're a guy with a cock, picture me marrying your farts, where you're like the beef, chicken, barbecue, spicy cream. Can I marry y'all farts for life? Please, please, right. Please.
Take the camera. The time is now.
It's the cameraman.
The time is now.
The time is now.
Ready? One, two.
And Thursday puts his face right in between. I mean, sure. This guy's wearing pants, but that dude's face is right there, man.
One, two.
Oh, I just married fart for life. Thank you. These are the three rings I got. Yep.
I will.
See? The three rings. I just married fart for life. Thank you.
He's so happy.
Three rings.
I don't know. There's just rings.
That is really nice that he found his soulmate.
Take the camera. The time is now.
The time is now. Wow.
He's so happy. He's
stoked.
He's jumping up and down, dancing.
Now I'm happy. I die happy.
And they play it in slow-mo. It's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he found his love, and that's a huge... You know, and I have to admit something to our listeners I'm not proud of.
What's that?
Well, I feel like you've been a little into Diego lately. Like, didn't you fart the other day and you're like, oh, I wish Diego were here to smell that one.
Did I say that?
Or just, you've been like really interested in the story and like saying things like, you know, wow, if only he knew. Anyway, I'm starting to get a little jealous of your farts in Diego. I feel like.
You feel like.
Just getting jealous. It's like you're saving all your love for him.
But I mean,
are you?
I don't understand. Like, what did I do?
I feel like lately I've been sensing that you've been giving Diego all your fart love.
That's definitely not the case. That is definitely not the case. I've definitely not given him my fart love.
Well, because you're like, if Diego only knew what a package I am. Your beef cream, your brunette, your beefy bear.
Yeah.
And all you do is fart.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, the jealousy is real, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I feel like you...
Well, I did.
You're saving all your farts for him.
I was very flattered, I guess, by last week when we talked to him. And I mentioned that I was having a real farty day.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And he goes...
Yeah.
He goes, mm.
Right.
I'm having like real serious farce thing. He goes, mm.
He paused. Yeah, he audibly paused and went, oh. Did.
He went, okay. Mm. Like, that sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Like, you aroused him in the moment.
Yeah, let's see if I can...
It was so real.
It's. I think it's...
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Is it here?
Beef cream.
Males with critters, I like to consider them pasta males, yeah. If that makes sense.
That pasta thing is crazy.
Because when it comes to the balls in the cock,
yep.
And when y'all have that man smell, it's like already prepared as a sandwich. When it comes to males with the critters, it's like noodles and gravy together when they have that man smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a lot of... Yeah, here we go. I feel like I have a lot of beef cream today. You know, it was a travel day for me.
That's amazing. He really gave it to you.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you're flirting with him at that point.
Yeah.
You kind of flirted with him, too. Damn. What's going on?
Wow. I guess I put it out there. Well, I mean, look, I just feel like we're kindred spirits, you know?
I kind of think you are. I feel like if you two came together, our marriage might be threatened.
Wow.
You might marry your farts. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're already married. Can you tell him that?
It is kind of, I mean, it is funny to me that, like, I could, that there's another human being out there that I feel like, if I met him, he'd be like, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Any time. And I could just be like, I got a fart. And I fart all day. So I could be like, hold up. And he'd be like, please, 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 please.
Please, Tom, please.
Mm.
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 It was so real right there.
That was super real.
Send me somebody has sent me a comment, but males with the clitoris.
Yeah.
It's like noodles and gravy.
It's so ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
Very beefy today.
But Bridget was a...
Yeah. So, are you telling me to tone it down?
I don't know what I'm saying, you know?
Are you saying,
noticing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just noticing.
But I need to get a grip, basically. Get a hold of yourself.
I mean, rein it in a little. I know you're interested.
Right. All right. Sorry about that. How loud is that?
She is here clopping, Clydesdale all
of course.
Clippity cloppity.
She's always clipping and clopping, talking.
No, she's talking on speakerphone.
Oh my God.
Who does that? You want everyone to hear your conversation. It's so rude.
I know.
God, I hate everybody.
You really do, huh?
Yeah, of course. Except for my friends, you know. Isn't that how everybody is? You just hate everybody that you don't know?
Yeah.
And then you know them and you like them.
So you know that Slim Jesus guy?
Yeah.
I fuck with savages. You a fuck boy. You can't hang. You can find me posted up.
He's that little white dude who works at Walgreens in Ohio.
Just what is a fuck boy? Just so I'm sure.
Just so you're sure?
Like, it's a fuckboy. It's like derogatory towards gay men? Is that what that is?
I've always heard it more derogatory towards just, you're a bitch, you know?
A fuckboy.
Yeah.
Like, but who fucks you? Other dudes?
I mean, I guess you could say...
Fuckboy.
It's like just a fucking jackass, you know?
A fuckboy.
Yeah. A guy that, guy that maybe, kind of cock blocks a dude and then tries to get someone else on, you know, his side. It's just a jackass. That's all I've ever heard it out to be.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily homophobic. Let's see. You want to hear what, the actual stuff online says?
Yeah. Important.
A special type of bitch.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Ghetto slang for a bitch. Oh, this says it's prison slang for the guy who takes it up the ass.
Yeah. See, I feel like I intuitively would go with that.
Yeah, but this says also, you know, male equivalent of a basic bitch. And this says an annoying hipster douchebag. I've always just thought of it as like a two-faced asshole, you know, like
fuck boy.
I think it's like a guy who is playing himself, you know,
but playing yourself, fucking yourself out.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck boy.
I never really thought of it as homosexual slur.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a fuck boy. Anyways, so this kid. Who worked at Walgreens in Hamilton, Slim Jesus. You know, he got a lot of press, a lot of airtime with this song, and then people called him out and they were like, "Are you really a thug?" And he was like, "Nah, I've never done anything." And then this weekend it says, I don't know if this is true or not, but that he was attacked on stage and he made a run for it because a Chicago rapper named AOKD he said he went to one of his shows and he that he made him run out. And supposedly this guy AOKD shot a video for one of his songs in front of this kid's mom's house. So like super disrespectful shit. But I don't even know who that guy is. I know you don't know who it is. Are you a fan of AOKD?
Of course.
I don't even know if I'm saying his name. His name.
AOKD.
Is this his? This might be his big song right here. Okay. Okay. Good song. Jesus.
Ooh, was it the phone ringing too?
I don't know, man.
That was really cool.
Here's another one of his. Let's see if this one's any better. That's not his. Oh, he's. I just heard of this nigga like a week ago, man. Oh, this is his diss. His Bobby Shmurda diss. Fuck is wrong with this nigga, man? Okay. All right, I'll give him a second. Hold on. First off, I want to say, fuck Bobby Shmurda. Uh-oh.
Scatter. Posted on the block, nigga. That 30 in is hot, nigga. Shells heat you like a pot, nigga. Come to Chirac, you get shot, nigga. Then you keep it on him here, hot, nigga. Shmurda dance when them fucking shots hit you. The shit you saying, you ain't even about that. Have my girls find out where your fucking house at. Chirac, boy. We been drilling. All right.
Well,
I kind of like that. Is that derivative? Does it sound like a lot of songs?
No, he's using the beat of a song that's very popular.
Oh, that's why it sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. And he's dissing the guy that made that song.
Because I like that. Yeah, I like the original beat then, I guess.
The beat is pretty ridiculous.
Neat. Yeah.
That's one of the best beats that came out that whole year.
Yeah.
But that dude is now locked up.
Fresh beat.
It's a very fresh beat. That Bobby Shmurda, he's locked up now.
Oh.
I think he's locked up for murder.
Oh, my God.
I think so. This is the original.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
And chewy on some hot nigga. Like it?
Yeah, it's
like
nice. Some dish I see when
nice.
I shot, sounds pretty. Like seen them twirl, then he drop, nigga. And we keep the my millies on my block, nigga. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop, niggas. See, in the comedy world, when you take someone's shit and then remix it, it's called stealing. But in the hip hop community,
yeah, I know.
It's just called
giving it back to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see, let's say he's been charged, with conspiracy to commit murder, multiple weapon possessions, and reckless endangerment as part of a 15 person, 69 count indictment. That included his brother and fellow GS9 label mate, Rowdy Rebel. He pled not guilty. He's in some real trouble, though. Yeah, I guess I think they're all Crips or something. That GS9 squad is all, I think they're Crips. Anyways, yeah. Kid's in trouble, though, man, for real.
Hmm.
And Slim Jesus, I don't know if he's ever going to do this again, but that little white kid, he's in some trouble, too.
Well, you lay down with dogs, you get the fleas. He was looking for trouble, kid.
Yeah, you can't rap about, at least in hip-hop, you can't be like, I shoot motherfuckers all day. Because then people are going to be like, really?
Yeah.
That's what happened. You can't do that in rap. That's,
Yeah, I guess people really get shot and killed in rap.
Right, right. Like the guy that we were just talking about.
Yeah, it's scary.
Shit.
We had a beef cream?
Beef cream just came out. Yeah.
Can I guess what kind of brown you're going to have?
Okay.
What did you eat before you went to work out?
What did I eat? I had some kefir.
Yep.
Which we need some more.
Yeah.
And I had scrambled three egg whites okay. with soy riso.
Oh, okay.
And a whole wheat toast.
Okay.
And then I came here mm-hmm. and I had that beef, that asada burrito with okay. some beans in it.
But you worked out.
Yeah. But no coffee.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you.
I'm going to get a caffeine withdrawal headache soon.
Seriously? You haven't had any today?
I had like half a cup at the house, but that's really low for me.
Yeah. Okay. But because of your fitness and you made such strenuous fitness.
Yeah.
You're going to have a loose brown, because we're probably going to eat again.
Yeah.
Later in the evening, midnight.
Midnight?
I'm going to go.
So there's going to be a follow-up episode about this, right?
I just made a note of it now for next week. You need to remember this brown. Mm. So we can report to the listeners.
Mm. I just realized something. Hmm. We have to come back here this week because I'm gone next week.
Right.
Holy shit.
Okay, so we'll come back and record another one and let's follow up. So here's my prediction. I think you're going to make a one brown after dinner and then another midnight brown.
Wow.
It's going to be a two brown series, a two-parter.
Why do you think this is going to happen?
I feel like there's a work to be done, and because you haven't had coffee,
mm-hmm.
it's backed up. You're not going to dump it all at once. You're going to do a two-part series, and it's going to come in like the middle of the night or something.
Hmm.
You do that every now and
I'm
then.
I'm just now starting to blow some farts out.
From the burrito?
Yeah.
Can I say that my stomach is such a dumpster, a garbage dump now. Yeah. I just put everything in there. Not even a fart. I haven't even broken one fart from that burrito. And I had the same burrito you did.
Wow, that's pretty. That's
yeah.
That's something.
It's like my body just uses every morsel of that food to grow this kid.
Yeah, it really is crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
By the way, we only got a fucking 1,000 messages asking us if we saw South Park with our dear friend Steven Seagal. And we did.
We saw it.
It's very funny. Those guys are fantastic.
They've done like a million seasons of that show, and it's still really consistently funny.
I think this is season 16 or is it 19?
Craziness. It's absolute mayhem.
Yeah.
And it's the shittiest, cheapest animation to produce, and they just fucking make a fortune. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, they're so tuned in to how, smart. Like that. Yeah, they know how to do it. It's so
and the
good.
Voices are shitty because they all do them. They do them all, Trey and Matt. It's so smart.
Yes.
They don't spend a dime on production. God. Ugh. But yeah, we saw it was good.
It was really good.
It was a good episode. It's
I liked
good.
My Steven Seagal bit better than the episode, but
I think
good.
So too.
Yeah, you know, I had to toot my own horn.
Toot toot, blow the whistle.
But it was good. The show's always good.
Yeah. What do you think he? Why do you think he wears yellow shades?
It's just part of the look, man. Did you see that? The guy that he claimed to, he was like, I taught Anderson Silva how to do a front kick. That his camp is making fun of Seagal now, too.
Good.
On video. One of the guys puts like two pillows under his shirt and shows up and does like shows the guy like a kicky punch.
Footing,
yeah. And then that guy loses his mind laughing his ass off. Yeah.
Ooh, he's getting it now.
Yeah,
it's
he's going to get
around.
It. He's going to get it.
Oh, Steven, I don't hate the guy. I don't want to see him get humiliated.
No, well, okay.
He's just retarded.
You want to see? You want to read some dad jokes we got?
I'd love to. They're Halloween jokes.
Happy Halloweens.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost forgot it's Halloween.
It's this Saturday, Jeans. Are we going to party?
Of course.
I think we should watch Hellraiser 2 together on Saturday because that movie scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. Okay.
You watch scary movies with me and eat candies?
Of course. Let's see. So, do you have them? Do you have some jokes?
Oh, you want me to read them? Sure, hold on.
Sure.
Let me open up my computadora. That's Spanish. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
What is a ghost's favorite cereal?
I don't know.
Scream of wheat.
Scream of wheat.
Okay.
What is the ghost's favorite magazine?
I don't know.
Good House Creeping.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even know if I can play it for that one.
Why are graveyards so noisy?
Why are graveyards so noisy?
Because of all the coffin.
Okay.
Let me read one to you.
Yeah. These just make me sad. Don't they make you sad?
Of course. What is a witch's favorite subject in school?
What?
Spelling.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm. Why don't skeletons ever go trick-or-treating?
Why?
They have no body to go out with.
It's like multiple choice.
Jesus.
It's always the button pushing that gets me with that
clip.
He gets me too. He likes that.
I know what I'm saying. Submission came in.
Everybody in rap should be unified. We all rapping, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, why don't we just build a fat ass force, you know what I'm saying? Not like we ain't got to be totally down with each other. You might not like somebody, you know what I'm saying? But that don't mean you should hate them, you know, or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Who's gonna box and stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's not cool, you know what I'm saying?
That's 20 seconds.
That's really good.
That's a lot. That's Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Homo, the
fucking Homo Sapien.
What I'm talking about is hip hop as one. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
I'm like, psh, you know what I'm saying? That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah. I do believe it. And that's a long interview. I don't know how long this goes on for.
You know what I'm saying? But, so check this out. How long have you been talking about? So how long have you been, you know, into rap? Wow. Seriously trying to get hella dope. Because before that, I'm out of rope, rhyme, freestyle.
Okay. But yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's really good.
But that's what you want. That's what you want. And, you know what I'm saying? You want it to be substantial. You want them to come with it. And you want it to never really dip down too much. You want it to reappear as often as possible.
Right, and I think the essence to a good, you know what I'm saying, submission is if they say it a lot within the first 30 seconds of the clip.
Yeah, if I got to wait for that, you know what I'm saying, it's not really,
I'm not, you know what I'm saying, contestant, yeah. Contender, yeah.
I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, I'm like, psh, no, my privacy.
No, you know.
You know, she's the best too.
Man, I'm, you know what I'm saying?
I still think that, I think it's Safir did the all-time one. Oof, I think you're right about your...
Yeah? How's that smelling right now?
Doesn't smell good, and it doesn't smell better than it used to. Phew.
You just farting yourself? You're still in your own?
I got a 2001 Chevrolet Suburban, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's right at the top, you know?
Yeah, they open with it, the strong open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeans.
Yeah.
Are you stewing it?
Yeah, it's bad.
Why don't you swat it away? Don't let it just stew in your face.
Well, you can't really, you know.
Mom, this ain't, man, no. I don't feel comfortable here. Do you get what I'm saying? You got 8 hangers, okay. You know what I'm saying? There's 1 shower, there's 2 bathrooms with a curtain, no mirrors. And, man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's no privacy. You hear me? It's no motherfucking privacy.
So good. Privacy.
No. Okay.
She really means it. That's
this is
like
the greatest.
Yeah, check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's a fear. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Check this out, though. I'm throwing a motherfucker.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? No, the hell we don't. You ain't saying anything yet.
Right out of the gate. That guy came strong right out of the gate. That's how you know it's a good one.
That fart stinks.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of here.
I don't know what you're saying.
What? It's on his mess. Okay. It's on his mess.
All right, farts. You ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, James. I'm hungry again.
Me too.
Never not hungry.
Always
hungry.
We played it last week, but there's no reason. We let it get totally dark in here.
It's pitch dark.
We can't play it again. That is the Son of Nothing chicken cream song.
Of course.
That a lot of people, whether or not they like Diego, they love this song. So
it's a good tune.
Thank you, Son of Nothing. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening to Your Mom's House. Please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Check out the clips. Shop through the Amazon banner. And, of course, tomsegura.com for tickets to my shows. ThousandRanch.com. Go see Christina Thursday, October the 29th at the Brea Improv in Brea, California. And we'll see you next week, right, Jeans?
Yeah. I'll be predicting what your Browns are going to be like.
I'll have an answer for you next
week. The only time I want a man,
he's just struggling with this part.
I'm sorry, white guys, but I'm addicted to y'all farts. I'm addicted to y'all smells. And I'm addicted to what y'all... no matter what y'all eat, when y'all fart, it just come out the rosy.
Drop a little magic.
I want a group of white guys to fart in my face.
Yes, I would love to lick your butthole.
Please, please, please fart in my face.
I would love to lick your butthole.
I have so many to give.
You have blonde hair. I like to think you're sugar cream, beautiful guppy.
Beautiful guppy.
And you have red hair. I like to think of you as spicy cream, beautiful guppies.
Beautiful guppies.
Beautiful guppies.
Beautiful guppies.
Guppies. Please, please.
Guppies.
A sandwich with mayonnaise and ranch on it and lunch meat on it.
Chocolate mousse, crusty, flaky, chunky top.
Guppies. The cream taste and a cream smell.
Marshmallow or something?
Please.
Crumbled honey nuts.
A nice roasted dark turkey. Y'all just had that mayonnaise cream taste I like.
To die for.
Beef cream.
A nice like dark glazed turkey honey. Garlic. Caramel. Lamb gravy. Spaghetti. Fried rice. Cream with all that bread. Please.
Get y'all alive.
Fart porn.
I'm Polly and I'm bi.
Gay males. Intense fart fetish.
I kind of wish I could fart in this guy's face.
Fart fetish.
Yes. Farts. Yeah, dudes can just...
Farts.
Like I said, I had a guy 300 pounds one time sit on my face. Like I said.
These fart masters
of the world
are like ninjas.
Beautiful guppies. Please.
Guppies.
Beautiful guppies. Please.
Guppies.
Spicy cream, chicken cream, beef cream, spicy cream, silver trout cream, beef cream, chicken cream.
We did this.
Fart luck, yeah.
Please.